When Chicago police enforce prostitution laws, they are focusing almost exclusively on women selling sex, not sex traffickers or buyers. And this is a key finding in a report out today from the Chicago Alliance Against Sexual Exploitation. Our story from WBEZ's Patrick Smith.
Okay, so tell me what we're looking at right here.
Okay, so this is the mugshot of my sobriety date. I was 7 months pregnant with my son in this picture.
Melinda McMichael has been sober for exactly 2 years today. She spent about a decade addicted to crack and heroin and working the streets selling sex. She's got a whole gallery of mugshots on her phone.
Do you look at these to sort of remind you of how far you've come?
Absolutely. So the biggest mistake there's a lot of them. I think there's maybe 11 or 12. The biggest mistake people make is forgetting just how bad it was out there.
She stopped at the mugshot from the last time she was arrested.
And how I got here in this mugshot is I was walking up and down 59th Street, and I jumped into a car with a trick, and we were driving into an alley, and we parked, and a white shirt was following me. He's seen me walking in the street, followed me.
And by white shirt, you mean like a sergeant or a lieutenant?
Yes, lieutenant, yeah.
He was a lieutenant.
Came and knocked on the window and put me in handcuffs, and he told the trick, you need to go home to your family and get out of here right now.
McMichael's experience with police officers cracking down on women selling sex and ignoring the other parts of prostitution is not unique, according to the new study.
Rather than focusing on folks who are perpetuating the cycle, namely buyers and folks who are pimping or trafficking, they're picking up women who are probably the most marginalized and the most vulnerable.
Madeline Baer with the Chicago Alliance Against Sexual Exploitation analyzed data from the Chicago Police as part of the 18-month study that included public data, courtroom observation, and interviews with attorneys and women arrested for prostitution. She found that arrests and tickets for prostitution are going down, but almost all of the remaining enforcement is aimed at people selling sex, more than 90% of the arrests. And Baer says that means Chicago police are making almost no arrests for pimping or trafficking.
They're policing the folks that are most visible and the things that are kind of easier to take care of. It takes more resources to look at traffickers and business owners.
Besides resources, going after pimps and traffickers would also take trust and cooperation from the women being pimped and trafficked. Trust that is not there. McMichael, she'd been beaten up, robbed, and even worse.
All the times that these things have happened to me, I have never called the police and reported anything like that. I would walk away beaten, raped, and robbed, and go back out there, and I would not call the police.
Why didn't she call the police? McMichael says she felt police had made it clear they were not on her side.
Okay, say it was raining outside, and I'm standing on the corner of 59th Street, and the cops are coming, flying down 59th Street. They're going to purposely drive through that puddle next to the curb to splash me to try to, you know, I don't know, humiliate me.
I mean, why would they do that?
I guess because they can. What am I going to do? I have no home. I have nobody to defend me.
McMichael says until the police department makes serious changes, women working on the streets are never going to cooperate or reach out for help.
I had cops come to me and ask me for all kind of information on people that I was around, people I knew in the neighborhood, because I was from that neighborhood. And I wouldn't trust them with anything in my life. I just never saw anybody that I would go to. I never met a cop that treated me well, that I would go to and say, man, look, I need help. I don't want to be out here anymore.
The Chicago police did not respond to multiple requests from WBEZ to answer questions about the allegations of mistreatment and the focus on women selling sex. Baer says the Chicago Alliance Against Sexual Exploitation reached out to CPD while they were putting the study together and never heard back either. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.